As the Northwest strawberry harvest gets underway, a tense labor dispute hangs over one of the area's largest producers. Lawsuits, worker strikes, and consumer boycotts have plagued the past few seasons at Sakuma Brothers Berry Farm in Burlington, Washington. The company aims for a fresh start this year. But as KUOW's Liz Jones reports, some workers say the only way to do that is with a union contract.
Eight Latino workers sit on the bench seat behind a tractor. They push strawberry roots through a planting device and into the loose soil. Dust masks and goggles cover their faces. Sakuma Brothers Berry Farm runs a large operation and sells to top brands like Häagen-Dazs ice cream and Yoplait yogurt. And these workers in the field, there's a good chance some of them have joined the call for a union contract here. A few miles down the road, at the Steelworker Union Hall, I meet a leader of this worker movement.
So my name is Ramon Torres. I'm from Guadalajara, Jalisco.
Torres is president of the group Familias Unidas para la Justicia, Families United for Justice. They call themselves a union, and Torres says it includes about 460 workers.
Son las mismas familias que quieren seguir trabajando para Sakuma.
We have families who've worked for Sakuma more than a decade, he says, and many who travel here every year from California.
They venía de California.
And they want to continue, with a guarantee of fair conditions and wages. We talk in the union hall along with Rosalinda Guillan, a longtime labor organizer. She's the person Torres' group turned to when they decided to go on strike and push for a contract with Sakuma.
This company has ruined a lot of the trust and the goodwill that they used to have. And in order to build trust with the workers again, they have to sign a union contract.
The labor unrest flared up a few years back. Sakuma brought in guest workers for the first time through the federal H-2A visa program. Local workers claim the foreign crew displaced them and got higher wages. The company disagrees. But still, the longtime workers wanted to lock in some job security.
I think this is steep.
Guillan opens an overstuffed three-ring binder.
And what I brought here actually were copies of past agreements that the Sakuma family signed with the workers. And these are all the agreements that they broke.
Historically, farmworker contracts are exceedingly difficult to achieve. Only about 2% of farmworkers in the country are even part of a union. And California is the only major farm state that offers a legal framework for this type of union to operate. So Familias Unidas is charting some tricky territory. The ongoing dispute has prompted several worker strikes and lawsuits, and it's put other farms on notice. A pending court decision on wages could cause ripple effects throughout the industry. Torres and Guillan say workers plan to keep up the pressure, and they're hopeful Sakuma will eventually come around.
They say that they are a good neighbor and have been here as part of the Skagit Valley for, you know, 5-6 generations. So have we. And so if that is really true, the best way that they can support our local agricultural economy is to be an example of how farm workers can stop being in poverty.
At Sakuma's Berry Farm, the guy who inherited this labor dispute is new CEO Danny Whedon. We stop by a field where a crew and tractor work the soil.
And it goes about as far as you can see all the way down that way. This is our farm across the way, a strawberry field.
Whedon's heard the workers' message, and he's got one of his own. Well, two.
We want to take that high road.
And the company mantra.
And our mantra of caring and compliance.
Those phrases came up a lot as we talked. Whedon is one of the biggest changes at the farm this season. The Sakuma family has led the farm for 4 generations. Whedon is the first non-Sakuma ever at the helm. He came on to help the company out of a turbulent time.
It causes you to look internally at yourself. For the most part, we were doing the right things. We needed to change some things, too, and we've done that.
Legal action prompted some of these changes. A federal class action lawsuit forced Sakuma to pay out workers who said the farm shorted their wages. That settlement last year cost nearly $1 million and marked a rare win for farm labor. The union also took Sakuma to court on claims of retaliation and won. And now you see why the company mantra hammers on compliance.
We're also going to do a refresher course.
Danny Whedon lists off other changes at the farm. They fired some managers, intensified training workshops, added new benefits, and here's the big one, revamped how field workers get paid.
What we looked at is what would be the best program that would solve all of the concerns that workers may have.
He says Sukuma will still pay based on production, but more than before. Everyone will earn $10 an hour minimum, and faster berry pickers can make up to 27. As for the union, Whedon appears uninterested in further talks. He says that hit a dead end. And he thinks the company is headed in a good direction.
Our most valued resource on our farm are our people and our workers. And so that's why our mantra is caring and compliance. That's what's going to get us for the long-term success of this company.
Jorge Morado.
Nice to meet you.
He's the strawberry plant manager.
As we walk, Whedon and some other managers with us say they rely heavily on bilingual supervisors to help with worker issues, but they aim to get more directly involved too. Then Vice President Rich Brim pulls out his smartphone.
We believe in caring and compliance.
Creemos en el cuidado y cumplimiento.
Creemos en el cuidado y cumplimiento.
You got it. You're going to have to practice that one.
I'll practice that, and that's a guarantee. Yeah.
Well, it's a start. We'll see if the harvest workers like what they hear. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.